This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will travel to Riyadh, Saudi Arabia today to attend the first India-Gulf Cooperation Council Foreign Ministers meeting. During the two-day visit, he is also expected to hold bilateral meetings with foreign ministers from the Gulf Cooperation Council member countries. On the second leg of the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will travel to Berlin in Germany for a two-day visit from Tuesday. This will be his third bilateral visit to Berlin. During the visit, the External Affairs Minister will meet the German Federal Foreign Minister as well as the leadership and other ministers from the German government with an objective to review the entire gamut of bilateral relations between India and Germany. Dr. Jaishankar will thereafter travel to Geneva, Switzerland for an official visit from 12th of this month. During the visit, the External Affairs Minister will meet with the heads and representatives of the international organizations with whom India is actively engaged. He will also meet the Swiss Foreign Minister to review the close partnership between the two countries and explore avenues to enhance the bilateral relationship further. Abu Dhabi's Crown Prince Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan will embark on an official visit to India beginning today. During the visit, the Crown Prince will meet with Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. The visit aims to further strengthen the already robust ties between the United Arab Emirates and India. Sheikh Khalid will be accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, senior officials, business leaders and prominent economic partners from the UAE. During his stay, the Crown Prince is scheduled to engage in discussions with senior officials in India. These talks will explore opportunities to enhance cooperation across key economic sectors, building upon the significant milestones already achieved for the mutual benefit of both countries and their people. In addition to high-level meetings, Sheikh Khalid will participate in several activities that showcase the strong economic and cultural bonds shared by the UAE and India. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that only central government and Prime Minister Narendra Modi can restore statehood to Jammu and Kashmir. Addressing a rally of BJP workers in Jammu, Mr. Shah said he himself had assured the parliament in August 2019 that statehood would be restored at an appropriate time after the assembly elections. He said that the upcoming elections in J&K are going to be historic as it will be the first assembly polls since the abrogation of Article 370 in the Union Territory. The Home Minister said, for the first time since independence, the electorate of Jammu and Kashmir will cast their votes under one flag, the tricolour, and under one constitution drafted by Baba Saheb Ambedkar. India has sent humanitarian aid to three African countries, Zimbabwe, Zambia and Malawi, to help address the food security needs of people in the drought-affected regions. In a social media post, the External Affairs Ministry announced that a consignment of 1,000 metric tons of rice departed from Nhawasheva port for Zimbabwe yesterday. India also dispatched a shipment of 1,300 metric tons of maize as humanitarian assistance to Zambia. Additionally, 1,000 metric tons of rice have been sent to drought-affected region of Malawi. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni has said that countries like India and China can play a role in resolving the conflict in Ukraine. Ms. Meloni's remarks came less than 48 hours after Russian President Vladimir Putin also acknowledged India's efforts in addressing the ongoing crisis. The Italian Prime Minister made these comments following her meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on the sidelines of the Ambrosetti Forum in Italy yesterday. At the Paralympic Games in Paris, Navdeep Singh claimed gold in the men's javelin throw F41 event on day 10 after the Iranian athlete, who had initially finished first, was disqualified for unsporting or improper conduct. Meanwhile, sprinter Simran Sharma won a bronze medal in the women's 200-meter T12 track event. At the US Open, second seed Arina Sabalenka of Belarus outclassed home favorite Jessica Pegula in straight sets to claim her maiden US Open title. With this win, Sabalenka clinched her third Grand Slam title following her back-to-back triumphs at the Australian Open. And that is the end of this news bulletin.